Our Duty Toward the Lord's Institution. July 15, 1903. Typed. I have a proposition to make to my brethren and sisters in regard to the stock that we have in the Review and Herald Publishing Company. The money that we invested in this institution was given to the work of the Lord. It was intelligently and wisely consecrated to a sacred work. Were it possible for me now to withdraw the offering that I made in former years to the Lord's instrumentality for the publication of the truth, would I do it? Never, never. Instead, I will make additional investments as soon as the work is reorganized so that its original purpose may be more perfectly fulfilled. Let the publishing work be moved from Battle Creek. The lawyers will make no trouble unless our own people stir them up to create difficulties. I appeal to our brethren who love the Advent message and the institutions established to promulgate this message, to use their influence and means to sustain and help forward every movement being made to place the first and largest publishing house that we have in such a position that it will be as a city set on a hill. Let us take our position firmly and loyally on the side of the men who are laboring to follow the light given from the Lord and to work out the matter as proposed by the General Conference. Let us give no place to the selfish plans or selfish motives that may suggest themselves in connection with this work. Why should anyone try to hinder the moving of our publishing work to one of the world's great centers of influence? Why should men demand the return of their investment in stock if this is done? If God had not first given us the money, we could not have purchased the stock. The money invested in the Review and Herald is God's money, and those who have placed it there should allow it to remain. Should anyone plead necessity as a reason for withdrawing his stock, I could plead necessity also, and I might plead that my necessity is real. But should I withdraw my gift from the altar, I could not expect the blessing of God to rest upon me. If it were possible to do so, I would not remove $1 of the money that I invested in the office of publication. I placed the money there when the office needed it, and now, in view of the great loss that the institution has sustained, God forbid that I should, for selfish advantage, do anything that would cripple the work or that would open the way for lawyers to make their power felt. When the publishing house is established away from Battle Creek, I shall do all in my power to build it up and to encourage those connected with it to carry forward the work of the Lord, exalting the principles of right higher and still higher. The office will not be able to pay high wages to the workers, for to start the work in a new place will mean great expense. Let the workers maintain the simplicity of Christ. Let them practice self-denial, bearing the cross after Jesus. I call upon them to think of the loss that the publishing house has sustained and to share in its affliction. If they do this, they will gain a precious experience. Let them do what they can to help. Let no one connect himself with the publishing house to gain advantage for himself. If those who enter the employ of this institution from this time forward do so with a determination to help rather than to be helped, the books of heaven will bear witness to their unselfish action. Let us do what we can to set the publishing house on its feet again. Let our people everywhere show a liberal spirit. In past years, our brethren throughout the field have done a noble work by lending their means to our publishing institutions. Let this good work continue. The time to help in the work is when earnest efforts are being made to put the work on a right basis. For years, the Review office held my note for several $1,000s invested in the issue of books. Since the fire, I have made special efforts to pay the last of this, and I shall endeavor to place money on deposit in the institution. Brethren, this is a time to show who are the true friends of the publishing work. Let no one endeavor to withdraw his stock from the Review and Herald. It would not be right to do this. The money that we invested in stock was the Lord's gift to us and our gift to the institution. Shall we not now do a work that bears the approval of God? Let us bring the principles of the gospel into practice. Let your religion speak, saying, "The money in the office of publication is a gift that I made to the institution, and I do not feel at liberty, now that disaster has come to the institution, to withdraw my gift. Wrongs have been done in the institution, but it is not my place to mete out punishment. The Lord has taken this matter into his own hands. I must do all that I can to place the institution on vantage ground."
God's love will be bestowed on his people if they will do as Jesus did, if they will deny self and lift the cross. Christ took our infirmities, and we are to bear one another's burdens. We read of Christ, "When he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them." Matthew 9, verse 36. These words are the key to his life work. We are to reveal in our lives the compassion that he revealed.